Yesterday, I stumbled across a quite interesting video on YouTube, and since I was mentioned in that video and was called out, I thought, well, I'll just react to it. The video is called No One Watches YouTube to Learn Anymore, and of course, I'll put a link below this episode. It's by Melke, I don't know, but I don't have to pronounce him correctly because he did not pronounce me correctly either. And in this video, he argues that there are no coding tutorials out there anymore, and I can definitely relate, and I'll share my thoughts on that. But let's first hear what he has to say.
You see, when I was learning, I would rely heavily on channels like Traversy Media or Ben Awad or even this individual, Maximilian Schwarzmüller. I won't even pronounce his name. I'm sorry if I mispronounce it.
Yeah, it's Schwarzmüller, and I think it's a super easy name in English, so I don't know why you did not get this right.
Where he made a lot of courses on stuff like Udemy about React and other things, and so did Ben, and so did Traversy. And now, if you look at their channels, you'll see something very different. And the major thing on Traversy Media's channel now is learning to code has changed, where he goes into detail of why things have drastically changed for new junior developers or even just people on their approach to learning how to code. And you can even see through his channel, there's not that many crash course or tutorial videos. It's coding before AI was in the Stone Age. The junior dev role will look different with AI. My current tech stack. It's a bunch of different things where it's people explaining their tech stack, their decisions, and just giving their opinions on certain tech-related topics. Ben Awad doesn't even make videos anymore, so he's just no longer doing this. This individual, Maximilian, if you go to his channel and you go to his videos, there's absolutely no more tutorial videos because they don't generate views because people no longer watch that type of content.
Yeah. And that's exactly the point. But again, I'll share more thoughts on this. He's absolutely right, though. Of course, coding tutorials have had better times. Let's be totally honest. Now, I will say that on this very channel, if you're watching this on YouTube, this channel was founded. I created this channel to share my opinion. The channel where I used to share tutorials is the Academind channel. But of course, let's be honest, if you take a look at this channel, it has seen better days with more activity, I'll be totally honest. And you have to scroll down quite a bit to see those old school tutorials there. Now, I have some plans for this channel. I'll share them. And I don't just have plans, I already got some, I think, exciting new tutorials lined up on this channel. But still, tutorials, coding tutorials, and maybe also tutorials in general, are maybe not dead, but they might be dying, or they definitely had better days. And just to be clear, you still have plenty of high quality coding tutorials out there. I mean, you got Code with Antonio with his super long courses, essentially, though if you take a look at those view numbers, the question is if it's worth it, but that is for him to decide. But you definitely got him. You will find high quality tutorials on Python, any coding language or programming language you're interested in. Obviously, you got free code camp, though there too, you can see those view numbers are not necessarily what they've used to be. And one trend I think you can see is all these coding tutorials are more and more becoming super low level, even more low level than they've always been. There is very little demand for advanced content, and they're all about entertainment, to some degree at least. You have those projects where people just, it feels like they want to watch you build a project. They don't really want to learn how to build that project. So it all got a bit more entertainment-ish and project focus, which of course is something I could also do, and Brad could also do. Just the content we created doesn't really vibe anymore. And I think, for example, if you take a look at those numbers on Free Code Camp, it's fair to say that coding tutorials in general don't perform that well anymore, and are definitely not on the level they used to be in the past. And I think there are three main reasons for that. And the first one is TikTok, or short form content in general. You see, TikTok, of course, I had to look this up because I'm not a TikTok user, but TikTok was introduced in 2016, as it seems, 9 years ago, quite a long time. But it really only took off for me, or that I really heard about it and people around me started using it in, I think, 2018-ish, 2019. And then, of course, with the pandemic, I would guess. And of course, nowadays, it's all short form content. All the videos have to be short form. And of course, it's not just TikTok. You know that, but TikTok has pretty impressive numbers. 2 billion global users. That's so much wasted time. Really, so much wasted time. 2 billion global users just on TikTok, if you can trust the Google AI overview here. And then, of course, it's not just TikTok. It's also Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, for example. YouTube Shorts alone exceed more than 70 billion views every day. Again, so much wasted time. And by the way, there definitely also are good shorts. I'm not doubting that. And I have created shorts myself, and I'll try to create more because simply that is what people watch. And if they watch it, I can at least try to create something that's helpful. At least I can try. But yeah, it's so much consumption. 2 billion monthly active users on YouTube. It's really mind-blowing. So yeah, shorts are their attention spans got shorter. And that, of course, has implications. If you take a look at my channel here, and of course it's the same if you take a look at Brad's channel or other coding tutorial channels, if you scroll down, if you go back a couple of years, you will see that, let's see, this one here is around 2020, so right when the pandemic hit, of course. And if you take a look at those numbers, sure, there are some weaker videos, also some videos where I just announced stuff, but overall, got pretty good consumption on most of these videos. And most of these videos are good old tutorial videos where I simply share certain approaches, tips and tricks, teach stuff, right? So we got amazing consumption. If you scroll down even further, if you go back to, I think, around 2018-19, back then, I used to be able to create series where you would have one topic, for example, here, Node and GraphQL, and I would create a bunch of videos on that, and sure, every video on its own would probably only get like 10, 20,000 views, or maybe when I released them, just 5 to 15,000, and then over time, they gathered up those views. But of course, those were easy to produce, and I was able to show a kind of real project. I was able to dive deep. That's the main takeaway, because all these videos were half an hour long. That's essentially a free course I published on YouTube. And the entire course, of course, did get quite a lot of views, as you can see. And then you had those single videos where you talked about one specific topic and you got a lot of views on that too. And I'll be very honest, I loved that time, because sharing knowledge is what I love. I think I'm also good at it, hopefully, but it is really what I enjoy. I learned it all on myself, the coding stuff. I mean, I did not study that. I studied business administration, but I started to code when I was around 12, 13, something like that. And back then, of course, without the internet and everything, I learned to code by reading books, by just trying out stuff. I do remember that one of my first projects when I was, 13 or so, was to build my own documentation written with raw HTML and CSS for Warcraft 3. And I know, not programming languages, you get the point. So that is where I'm coming from. I do enjoy sharing knowledge. And yeah, that was what you could do back then. By the way, back then, I also already had these opinion videos like growing as a developer, and they did great too. And that's why I created this channel here, where I wanted to just share opinions, because of course, you know, YouTube changed. Back then, you could have it all in one channel. Subscribers were very important. Nowadays, subscribers are a nice number, but it's all about grabbing attention, making it through or into the YouTube algorithm. And therefore, of course, you got to have focused channels. You have one channel for your opinions, one channel for your live stream VODs, one channel for your tutorials. That is how it seems to work these days. And you get kind of punished if you don't do it like this. Let's be very honest. That's also why you got the face on all these thumbnails, though I can see I already did that back then. But nowadays, it's even more important. You got to look shocked on those thumbnails or something attention grabbing. So yeah, that is the current state. And this, by the way, just to be very clear, is not, I'm not saying this to whine about it. Yeah, I do miss it. I liked those old days, but I'm getting older, right? So that's just what it is. But I accept that things changed, and I, of course, try to change with that, which is why this channel here has quite a lot of activity and why I'm struggling with this Academine channel. As you can see, if you scroll up, and if you scroll up, you can see those videos, those tutorial videos here, like this Remix Crash Course, yeah, 130,000 views. It's a lot, but this was released, it says 3 years here. It's almost 4 years ago, I think, or it might be 3 years, but this is the number over 3 years. And you'll see some videos here, like these AWS videos, which were a lot of effort, which don't even have 10,000 views after 3 years. And these actually are almost 4 years. So you see, those numbers are declining for the good old tutorials. And one reason is definitely the attention spans. But that's, of course, not the only reason. The other big reason, I think, is macroeconomics. You might know this chart here, this quite depressing chart, which shows the software development job postings on Indeed in the United States. So not worldwide, not all platforms, but still, it shows what it feels to us, right? So you can see we had that huge high during the pandemic, and unfortunately the chart doesn't go back any further than the early 2020s, February 2020, so we don't really have a lot of pre-pandemic data in there, but we can see we came from here, then we had a drop when the pandemic hit, and then we shot up to high spheres. And the pandemic, of course, not, but that time was amazing from the perspective of a content creator, because, of course, everybody was learning to code. So creating courses, which I do, which I still do, and which I'll keep on doing, by the way, that worked really well. But also on YouTube, you got a lot of attention. Still, of course, we still had the effects from the decreasing attention span and TikTok and so on, but that made more than up for it. And then things changed. And that's not AI, by the way. Here, we started declining before ChatGPT was released. So we went down steeply because companies overhired during the pandemic. Everybody thought that this is the new normal and we'll need like five times the software engineers forever. And it turned out that's not the case. And it's not just in web development, it's software development in general. It's also in game development, for example. If you're a gamer, I am to some degree, you maybe read about a lot of studios that got closed or that are struggling. So it's a software development crisis, you could say. Now, at least it looks like we now hit the bottom. But of course, we still got that AI thing, and I'll get back to that. But that is, of course, one other major factor. The demand for these tutorials obviously decreased. And combine that with the effect of shorter attention spans and those long-form tutorials not working that well, that's just another hit. And then, of course, we have AI as the large third main reason here. And by the way, just a little shameless plug, I created this graphic here just by drawing it here in this ugly form on Excalidraw, but I could have also used a piece of paper. And then I went to my site, buildmygraphic.com, and there I chose custom content, selected photo, uploaded that drawing, and added some little extra instructions, picked my preferred style, watercolor, and generated this graphic. So if you also need some graphics, infographics, or other kinds of graphics, you might want to give that a try. I'll put a link below the video. But AI, that is the third main reason. And of course, it started slow in November 2022 when ChatGPT was released, but obviously AI is a huge thing right now. And it affects basically all aspects of life, and learning and online learning is definitely one of them. Why watch a 30-minute tutorial if you can just ask ChatGPT? Well, there are good reasons why you might want to watch a tutorial, because there is a difference between asking for something and possibly getting AI hallucinations or outdated information, and on the other hand, having someone guide you through a topic you might not even know already. But of course, I still get the point that I do it myself. We can learn rapidly, or at least feel like we're learning to some extent, with ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever your favorite AI chatbot is. And of course, there are advantages, because you can ask just the follow-up questions you have. If you're watching a tutorial and you don't understand something, you're kind of out of luck. You have to do your own research, which, by the way, is not necessarily bad, but that's a different story. But of course, yeah, it's more convenient and it gets you to your intended result quicker if you can just ask. Let's be totally honest though. Is ChatGPT really that great for learning, or is it good for getting results? Just as you can use Cursor or Claude Code for agentic engineering, so as assistants, or for vibe coding or kind of vibe coding. One of the two is more work. You can use ChatGPT for learning, but that involves thinking about the responses, still doing your own research, trying out stuff, coming up with smart follow-up questions, diving deeper, reading official documentations from time to time. It's complex, and it always will be to some extent, because these tools can make it easier, but learning is all about wiring up those neurons. That doesn't come for free. But of course, it is super convenient to just ask for something, get a solution, use it, and move on. And to be fair, we did that even before ChatGPT with Stack Overflow in certain situations. But of course, ChatGPT and those other chatbots have drastically accelerated all of that. And that kind of brings us to today and the current situations. All these factors are the reasons why no one watches YouTube to learn anymore, and why all these channels, including mine, have kind of slowed down or entirely stopped in releasing coding tutorials. And of course, I know there will be people that say, that's no problem, tutorial hell was awful anyways, and you just all create BS content. And yeah, sure, haters gonna hate. There will always be people that don't like what you do, and obviously it's also gotten worse on YouTube and everywhere on the internet, because people are just so unhappy in the world as it seems. But I get the point, of course. You could end up in tutorial hell. You could watch tutorial after tutorial after tutorial and never get anything done. Learning is and was always about applying what you learned. If you watch a tutorial, if you gain some knowledge, it was always about applying that in some demo project, in a real project, whatever it is. Now with ChatGPT and all these AI chatbots, you have the stupidity hell problem, potentially, that you just ask for something, get a solution, never really question it, never understand it, and move on. And well, your skill level will essentially be the skill level of the AI, because you got no skill on your own. And I'm not sure if that is a better world. Obviously, you can use the AI to learn and to question things, and then it can be an accelerator, as I said. But I think the best learning today would be still to have that mixture of human input, human guidance, getting that opinion mixed into what you're learning, getting that extra experience, those little side quests on which I sometimes went in my tutorials, where I explain something related or explain why we're doing something in a certain way instead of just giving you the solution. Because that's always important. Depending on how you prompt AI, you might never hear about alternatives. You might just get a solution and you accept it as the best possible, but it might not be. So for all these reasons, I think there is value in human-guided learning. And that, of course, includes YouTube tutorials, just as it includes blog articles, books, audio formats, whatever it is for you. It is a mixture. And I'll work heavily, also in the next year, on finding better solutions for this blended learning approach. And I'll share more about that once I'm ready to. I got some great ideas, I think. But yeah, I do miss those old days, it just doesn't help. It's a new world in which we're living now, and we have all these factors, and let's be very honest, probably all three factors are just going to accelerate. I mean, the macroeconomics only indirectly influenced by AI, but people are watching short-form content, and I don't see that going away. And AI is also here to stay. AI is not going away, obviously, and it, by the way, just to make that very clear, it is useful and everything. You know that if you watch my videos, if you hear what I say, I'm using AI heavily, but of course, it's having impacts and it's having a lot of negative downsides, which I also regularly talk about. So yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with everything Melke said in this video. I recommend watching it, and I think we'll just have to adjust, and I'll definitely try to do that. I'll keep on creating educational content on Academind as well. I got some nice tutorials, actually one full course for free, lined up on that channel. I got plenty of ideas. Time is the only issue. And yeah, I'll share more once I'm ready. Definitely, please also share what you're thinking of all of that. What are your thoughts on this, or what did I maybe miss?